Seen from the outside, the Sausalito Record Plant building belies its colorful history. But the boxy shapes, clad in weathered redwood siding, enclose a space that embodied the epitome of 1970s rock and roll decadence, one that was carefully crafted inside a structure originally used for World War II shipbuilding. Santana, The Grateful Dead, Fleetwood Mac, Aretha Franklin, Sly Stone, and dozens more were among the artists who worked and played in the custom-built studios, which survived the intervening decades mostly intact.
It was one of the very first resort studios, so the idea is that major labels would have an artist who was recording, and they would book the studio for a month, 2 months, 6 months, and the artist would actually live here. There were kitchens and water beds and everything you could possibly imagine to make the artist comfortable and create a creative space. And you walk in here and you are immediately in a trip. It's got psychedelic floral padded panels. It's got woodwork that's just swirling. It's got crazy mirrors. We've got wavy corridors and twisting hallways and psychedelic light. You really feel like you're in an alternate universe. I try and explain to people, yeah, the outside of the building just looks like a woodshed, but you get inside and you are on a trip.
Kate's store is part of 2200 Sound, a loose confederation of students, music professionals, and nonprofit leaders who are working to not only preserve the facility, part of which has already been converted to a yoga studio, but to revive it as a community and creative space resource for new generations of music makers. Recording engineer Zach Phillips, who once interned at the record plant, adds there is more than just history to be preserved there.
Well, this is a really historic facility, and a big part of it is that not only is it a really desirable place to be, but we don't want to see this place disappear. It's underestimated today, but I think vibe and the feeling that you get while you're making music is such an important part of the music that you end up making. When this place was originally designed, they knew that, and they really incorporated some great designs to make people feel good while they were recording. This was built for the sole purpose of making records, and you can definitely hear that.
Their goal, Phillips explains, is to see the two adjoining recording spaces become once again a place where fresh, vital music can be created and captured.
The vision essentially is to create a membership-based community for musicians and music professionals that is not dissimilar from a gym or a fitness club, in which we have a number of different kinds of services that we provide, everything from recording studios to production and editing labs, along with classes for people who want to learn more about using software and playing instruments. You know, our members basically have access to all these different things.
But the clock is ticking on the key first step in making all that happen.
Our deadline is unbelievably short. We have through November to raise the capital. We have a contract with the seller, and we're currently desperately trying to raise the down payment. We're really lucky. The seller has been hugely supportive. They're going to put in $2 million in seller financing, but we need to raise another $1.5 million.
If they can clear that significant hurdle, says Thor, they're confident their long-term business model is sustainable.
We break even with just 350 members, and we'd be able to pay back the purchase of the building and have a great team here and really bring something special to this community.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.